Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark, and thank you for listening to this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. On Monday, the day after his team took care of Cincinnati 28-17, head coach Gary Kubiak answered questions from the media.
Are you worried about your kicking game?
No, I mean, I think Matt has punted very well this year. Yesterday wasn't his best outing. Got one tough snap. Did a great job handling that snap. I thought Chris had been struggling on his kickoffs a little bit, but kicked the ball much better yesterday. Our problem with the field goal is protection right now, and that to me that stems from this offensive line issue we have with some of these new young guys coming in. So we've got to get some extensive work on that this week, because that can obviously cost you a game. But I believe in our kicking game. Our special teams have been good, but we've definitely got some things we got to improve on.
Considering Chris Brown had more yards than Slayton, you see him getting more catches? I mean, more rushes.
More carries. Well, like I said, I'm going to continue with the role I see Chris on this football team. Chris he responded yesterday. He was much better. And especially good there at the end of the game, the fourth quarter, and at the end of the game, I think he averaged 5 yards a carry. But, when we have 30 carries in a game, you get a chance to get a couple of guys going. So Steve, of course, made his big plays mostly in the pass game, but Chris was very effective in what we asked him to do.
Does that more or less, Coach, take the place of the running game to you?
You talking about as far as Steve's touches?
Steve's production, because he was productive.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's got 150-something yards of offense yesterday in the game, so that's obviously very, very productive. It is a way of getting him more touches in the game, those type of things. But, as I said, we have to continue to push our running game. Like I said, 30 carries yesterday, 40 throws. There is some balance there, even though, yardage-wise, obviously it was on the pass end. But it just does something for your team. And what it does, to me, is it's time of possession. I think we come out of the game, winning the time of possession, very much so. So we just need to keep working on it, keep pushing. We did a little bit different yesterday in what we normally do as far as some of the things we did in the running game. But obviously, the big plays Steve made in the pass game were, big in the game.
What did you say to Steve about the fumbles today?
Yeah, that's what concerns me more than anything right now with Steve. Steve's playing hard. He's much better in pass protection than he has been. But he's put the ball on the ground and throughout these first six games. So that's very concerning. We've got to do some things. Chick has to do some things this week. We've got to get his attention from that standpoint. But obviously, those things can get you beat.
How do you get a back's attention in practice?
Get everybody on the practice field yanking at the ball, basically working him over during practice, making him pay more attention to just protecting the ball throughout the week. Chick can do some drills with him either before or after practice, but he knows that, and had a big fumble there late in the game. It could have put them right back in the ball game, but it's something Steve's got to get corrected.
Can you talk about stopping the run these last three games?
Yeah, obviously we've been excellent from that standpoint. What are we doing differently? I wouldn't say we're doing a whole lot differently. I've used the word more active up front these past few weeks. We've went small from a lineup standpoint as far as the eight guys we've been playing. But I think the bottom line is our defense is just getting better. I think we've eliminated some mistakes, some assignment issues, and just been more sound in what we're doing. And it's adding up to more plays.
Being smaller, does that mean quicker?
Yeah, I would. Obviously, with those eight, you would think when you're sitting down some big guys, you're obviously getting more athletic. But it does scare you, John, because you are very small. They were a big offensive line, so some of Frank's calls are a little bit different. Maybe some of his first down calls are different with stunts and some blitzes and those type of things. And that's okay as long as you can handle them, and we've been handling them so far.
But does it give you more confidence then to stay small and quick and active?
Well, I think it goes week to week, John, who we're playing. This week against Cincinnati, we felt like they would obviously try to run the ball against us, but at the same time, you have to know that we're a little concerned about Mario. So going to five ends and three inside guys, has been a factor also, not just saying we're going to go with five ends, but Mario's shoulder. How many plays are we asking Mario to play? I think yesterday he played 40-something plays. Mario usually plays every snap in the game, so that's had something to do with it, too.
And what percentage of he has been from healthy?
Mario?
80%, 85%?
I don't know. I mean, he's close. I mean, he's I hate to put a number on it. I just know that it's been bothering him, and it's kind of it could be in any given day deal. One day it'll bother him pretty good, flare up on him. Next day he's okay. We're keeping him out of contact in practice. He actually didn't even practice a couple days, but he's handled that. You know, he's playing hurt for his team right now, but he if he can continue to get through these games okay, he'll be fine. It depends on the, you know, particular what happens on that particular play, which way the protections turn, trying to beat the double team, what type of move you're trying to get, they've been excellent. First off, I think they'll probably do a good job of keeping the guards and centers of effective on the second level. But, you know, D'Amico was excellent in the game. He's a double-digit tackler. Cushing was our defensive player. He was excellent in the game. Zach only played 20-something plays in my lifetime because we were in a lot of trouble. The fact that basically no training camp, not going through camp, starting opening day. We do with the lineup we had defensively opening day, starting Christian, starting Dante. You know, there was a big risk from that standpoint of them not going through camp. But for us to get to where we needed to be down the road, we knew those guys needed to be in there. So I think the way he is responding out there is going to be he's just a playmaker. I mean, he's very sound in what he's doing. Studies football very well. When he sees formations, he diagnoses things like he got beat on the play ends up intercepting. Kind of was out of position on that same play earlier on the team. Come back and makes the play. Just gather up and when you get crunch time, he's going to get a little play. You know,
had some very impressive plays. Had some fumbles too. I think he showed us very stout. He's got a bright future, and that's why we brought him here. He's going to have to grow up real quick. But between he and Chris, I thought they did a good job.
You said Dante's playing best ball. Why?
I just think he's through camp now. You know, he's, what, 6 weeks into this thing, so he's basically been through training camp now, and he's going into week two or week three. So he's getting locked up. He's a good player. He's having to play for time. He's in a position that we're putting him in. But he's playing his best right now. I think they're hoping. No, we came out pretty close. Yeah, he's fine. I would say that he wasn't as fresh as he was last week. I mean, the last week, the first time out, he played 37 plays. The one this week, he played on the turf. I would say his legs probably weren't as fresh as what he was last week. He played a couple of games. He played a couple of games. Thanks.